Restoring My Soul, Wednesday, the 31st of May. Descending and Ascending. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Christ was made sin when the Father made every son and daughter of man to be a member of his corporate body. By this means, Christ's body became the body of sin, and he was manifest as the corporate old man. Through the seven wounding events that Christ endured as he journeyed from Gethsemane to Calvary, he was first descending as he tasted the sufferings of death that belong to the judgment upon every man because of sin. However, this was a circumcision upon him by which the old man, who lives by these principles, was removed from him and destroyed in the sea of God's forgetfulness. At the same time, in each wounding event, Christ was ascending, or being progressively glorified in the flesh, as a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. That is, through the things which he suffered, he was being crowned with glory and honor, and learning the obedience that belonged to the glorified new creation sons of God. Specifically, he learnt, as a son of man, the knowledge necessary to be an adequate, faithful, and compassionate high priest after the order of Melchizedek. This knowledge now belongs to the fellowship of his offering before. At the conclusion of the seven glorifying aspects of his offering journey, the Son was received into the hands of the Father. After 3 days and nights, Christ was begotten from the dead when he entered his physical body, which had been made immortal through his offering journey. When he was begotten from the dead, we were all begotten from the dead with him. The Son of Man then appeared before the Father as the firstfruits of the new creation, guaranteeing the harvest of a great multitude of sons who would be brought to glory by joining the fellowship of his offering and sufferings. The references used in today's devotions are 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9, Micah chapter 7 verse 19, Hebrews chapter 5 verses 8 to 10, Isaiah chapter 53 verse 11, and 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 to 5. For further study, Romans chapter 10.